If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
January 15th, and the resolutions, the self-improvement, the anything that we even thought or considered about doing to improve ourselves just 2 short weeks ago is just a dim memory for you guys. Is that pretty much it?
I don't really make New Year's resolutions, but I have renewed my relationship with the gym, and I have not fallen off yet.
Okay, well, that's good. See, that's something.
I know. I did see something yesterday that was a news article that said the gym goers, the regular gym goers, are reaching their breaking point with the January.
Oh, there's no room for anybody. The machines are in use.
The January people, and then they all fade away by January 31st. So. Good that you're sticking
with it. I don't get that either. You know, somebody's making an effort, even if they give up. You don't want them to give up, but you should try to be encouraging, don't you think?
Well, it gets old. I don't know. When every January.
Yeah. When there's no treadmill available, I'm like, ugh. But then I realize I'm part of the problem.
Yeah.
I wasn't there in December.
Right.
But you're there every other month, though. You go all the time.
I do, but in December, I fell completely off. So anyway.
Talk about drinking for a second. I'm hanging in there.
You're dry January,
still
right?
Still doing it, yeah.
So you're halfway there.
Halfway there. I've had moments where I've been like, why don't I just, because I've shared this before. I've done this in the past, and I've noticed no difference. My skin didn't clear up. I wasn't sleeping better. I didn't have tons more. Nothing.
Which you didn't wake up and go, my skin, it's glowing.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Which just led me to believe, on one hand, maybe I don't drink that much, or I don't have a problem, you know, whatever that means with drinking. But however, I do think, I mean, everybody I've talked to who's still doing it or who's done it is like, yeah, but I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure I can stop because I want to and not, you know, because I got to have a beer every night at dinner or a drink every Friday night if we're sitting down at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I went to a bar last night for dinner and I sat at the bar and I had a non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, that's where it's really a test. Because at home, I don't think most of us are as...
No, I could do it if I was just home.
I don't care.
And I was sitting at the bar. I was at Bourbon's, and I was right in front of Colin, who was he was making drinks 18 inches away from me. I'm like, oh, what are you making now?
I couldn't.
That's when I'm tempted.
I would, just for the social part of it, I would have one just to feel like, you know, I'm here. Yeah, have that little fuzzy feeling.
2 weeks.
Just for a second.
2 weeks, I'll join you for one. As I said a couple weeks ago when we first talked about this, I hit it hard over the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, and that was part of the reason why, like, we all had 2 weeks off, so I, you know, maybe overdid it a little bit.
You didn't have to get up early. Yeah.
Right. But I can't remember, and I'll ask the two of you, can you ever remember being in a place where you got shut off? Where they told you we're not going to serve you anymore?
Oh, my God, no. I'd be horrified and never show my face again.
I mean, at least I don't remember. I mean,
in college, you totally got shut off. They probably were just giving you, seltzer
water,
and you didn't know.
No, I mean, I was never physically removed from anywhere. Yeah. I'm never like that, but I can't, I don't know. It was a long time ago.
There's probably a continuum of... When you get shut off, it can go from like you're very quietly, you know, there, but you're clearly, you can't drink anymore, to somebody who's loud and boisterous and obnoxious. I mean, and everything in between.
Right.
I'm sure people who run restaurants and bars and stuff have seen all of it.
Well, that's the thing. How, you know, what is the strategy? And every restaurant and bar has probably a different way of handling it. I'm sure the bartenders and the waitresses are trained.
Yeah.
This is the way we handle it when you think somebody's, you know, had too much. But it could go sideways because the person who's had too much isn't, you know, probably making great decisions.
Right. They don't think they've had too much.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
So how do you deal with that? We came across this thing on social media that was a card, like a business card, that the server was supposed to quietly give to the patron to say, you're done for tonight. Please leave quietly. Let's not make a big deal out of it. And the three of us were just like, oh my God.
I don't know. Yeah. I think when I was a bartender, we were just told give them water. They give them soda water or a lime in college when I was a bartender. I use that in air quotes. And we would give them soda water and a lime. And most of the time people didn't even realize it. But I don't know. I don't know if I could hand them a card.
617-655-1067. We're asking for your insights on this. Have you ever, you know, maybe you were a server. server. Maybe you worked in a place in hospitality and you had to be the person to go, you know what, pal, maybe we should head home.
And it's really hard to gauge what kind of reaction you're going to get and how do you handle that.
Exactly. You don't want to lose a customer. You don't want to make a big scene. You don't want to ruin the party. Yeah, but you want to keep people safe. You have to keep people safe. These people are trained for that.
Yeah.
617-655-1067. Let's open the conversation up. It's Magic 106.7.